Dann finde ich es schön, dass ihr alle so früh hier seid.
So I'm happy you're all here so
Frank,
bright and early
Linus,
to listen to Frank, Linus, Erdgeist
und
Constanze
beim diesjährigen Jahresrückblick.
At the year in review.
Nexus, steht bei mir
and also Nexus,
Karte.
Who's not
und
written
Nexus.
Down. Also Nexus, yay. Have fun.
Progress continuously. New chances are opening up. It opens new spaces. And it enables synergies. The net involves
influences our whole public life.
Across borders, more than half of all companies are dependent on the internet. All these companies could be hacked.
The danger of hacking is more present than ever.
Well,
I need an emergency number so I can call it.
Don't trust the provider. Don't trust the state.
But I don't change my behavior.
I don't trust
my airbag.
I don't trust
the CCC.
Und ehrlich gesagt, das nenne ich sorglos.
And that's without care.
Wir sind ein attraktiver Arbeitgeber.
Warum?
In manchen Bereichen unseres Hauses kann man all das machen, was man schon immer machen wollte, aber man ist straflos.
Zum Beispiel Telekommunikationsüberwachung. For example,
surveillance. Herr Lange hat eine Pressekonferenz einberufen.
Well, he called a press conference.
Hat er gesagt,
and he said
dass der Justizminister
that the Minister of Justice
in die Unabhängigkeit der Justiz eingegriffen hat.
Unbearably took influence on the independence of justice.
In den Satz, bitte entlassen Sie mich in den Ruhestand, Herr Justizminister.
He could also
translate this in the sentence.
Verstehen Sie bitte, dass ich darauf keine Antwort geben möchte.
Well, please understand, I don't want to give an answer.
Ein Teil dieser Antworten würde die Bevölkerung verunsichern.
A part of these answers would make the security in the population.
Lassen Sie mich an einem Beispiel sagen.
Well, can we give you an example?
Can you
safe card with airbag.
Sie können sicher die Verkehrsregeln.
You can follow the rules of the street
properly. Produzieren Sie einen Unfall.
But if you drive without care, you can still... Well, I need an emergency number from you.
Der CCC-Jahresrückblick.
CCC Year in Review. Frank Rieger, Constanze
Kurz,
Linus Neumann,
Nexus und
Nexus
Erdgeist. Ein Riesenapplaus.
Please give a warm round of applause.
Guten Morgen, ist Mikro an? Ah.
Morning.
Ja, eigentlich hat der Herr Innenminister für uns ja well, das Jahr jetzt schon zusammengefasst.
Has already summarized the year. But we want to go into a bit more detail. And just like every year, do a bit of a review on the year 2015.
Auch ein bisschen Rechenschaft ablegen.
We also want to give account about what the publicity team did and also all the work that also various other regional CCCs did. In the EFRs and the meetings, we want to give you some numbers and we'll tell you some tales, things that happened, or things that we were told. And if something weird happens, Frank can answer and then mention them sometimes.
Wer sich für den Song interessiert, ich habe hier nochmal
the people who are interested in the song, here's the URL. Oh, thank you.
Willst du das haben?
Right.
Wir gehen das Jahr meistens so von Januar runter bis zum Ende des Jahres, from January to the end of the year, aber nicht am Anfang, denn wir
but
wollen
not at the beginning
immer
because we want to
Statistiken zeigen,
want to share
zum Beispiel zu unserer Mitgliedschaft oder auch
regarding
zu
membership
Presseanfragen, die kommen, solche Art von statistischen Angaben.
For
aber
these kind
haben
of statistics,
but at the beginning, mit den Nachwehen vom letzten Kongress,
at the beginning of the year we always have to deal with the consequences of the previous Congress. And we always talk about that at the beginning.
Von,
we have a little bit of an anecdote
Welt N24 mitgebracht, die also from Welt N24
Press,
aber erklärt haben,
who told us
wir sind jetzt
we are now relevant.
Um es Maha zu sagen, das ist ein inklusives Wir. Ne? Also
well,
wir hier
it's
sind
an inclusive
ganz doll
we.
Relevant.
We all are.
Als Relevanzkriterium für die Wikipedia?
Is it relevant in the sense of the Wikipedia?
Da bin ich jetzt nicht sicher.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Genau. We're not sure.
Okay, also wir haben natürlich immer am Anfang des Jahres
all right, we always have, always have to something stuff to do at the beginning of the year, dealing with the consequences of the
Congress,
handling the press requests, and also
aber wir waren eigentlich für
the demolition of the various CC things.
Ziemlich aktiv.
Well, we were pretty
Januar,
busy, even in January 2015.
Februar, März,
normally there's like a relaxed phase at the beginning. Well, it also depended on the political situation at the moment, which
ach, ich wollte noch ja nicht, fällt mir ein. Ich fange noch gar nicht mit dem Januar an. Wir machen jetzt
I'm not going to start with January yet.
Let's start with statistics.
If you remember last year, does anyone remember last year?
Da sehe ich ja wenig Hände oben, das heißt also,
I don't see a lot of hands.
12.000 Besuchern, die wir dieses
with
Jahr
12,000
haben,
visitors,
neue Leute da
there's a lot of new people,
führen, dass das Haus
which lead to the fact that the house is completely
Leute,
super full.
Ja. Davon zu schicken,
so we
und,
have to start rejecting people.
Nächsten Jahr wahrscheinlich eine kreative Lösung
well, next year we'll have to think of a creative lottery. Solution. Maybe a lottery?
Nicht.
Nee. Nee. No. Nee. Wir müssen, weiß nicht,
if someone has a cool idea,
ccc.de,
please tell us at
press@ccc.de.
Maybe an idea, a location that's even bigger than the CCR. Well, we've already checked, actually, if there is no such thing.
Wir sind jetzt offiziell wirklich
well,
voll. Wir haben das größte
we're
Gebäude
officially
der
full.
Bundesrepublik
we have the
das,
biggest house in the Republic,
relevant wäre und
and which would be relevant for us.
Wir müssen damit klarkommen, dass
and
wir
have to deal
so
with the fact that we had a lot of success,
so, viel hatten,
so that our mentoring project had a lot of success, so that we're really being overrun. Our distribution platform, platform is still being used, but not enough. But a lot of people still apparently seem to want to take part in the flesh. It's nice that you're here, but. But, well, we have to say that actually the Congress Everywhere story is kind of a bit suddenly being a bit hidden since the last few years. But now we planned a whole new event in Hannover so that you can people could watch from everywhere. Even people who weren't that interested in originally, who might not have the idea to come to the Congress, but they can still do a lot. Well, one of our ideas is to decentralize. Well, maybe we think about decentralizing the Congress itself so that in future still we can still have a Congress that can still grow, but slightly more decentralized and slightly more dynamically.
Da sind wir für jede Idee.
We're open for any kind of ideas.
Ja, apropos Verteilung.
Well, speaking of which, we're
ziemlich gut verteilt.
We're pretty well distributed. Well, what a segue.
Im Bundesgebiet.
In the whole republic.
Mittlerweile eigentlich fast allen größeren Städten Erfa-Kreise.
We have Erfa in almost every major cities. Well, we have to talk about what depends on what. We can see the postcodes, and you can see where the density is higher. That where it's lighter, slightly fewer. Well, we don't actually do publicity for numbers. Well, you can see where the density is going up and where the density is down. Well, as always, we can see that we have two Erfas outside of Germany, one in Zurich and one in Vienna. I think we have four additional Chaos Treffs, which are still, we're still can be found on CCD, the only side that still hasn't fallen over yet. We also have a plot, which is the requests per day, which doesn't begin on the 1st of January, it starts in January, in December. That's why we've marked 1st of January. There's always a big wave after Congress. You say we don't do publicity, but this is probably the best publicity you can possibly imagine. Or we're not evangelizing, hey, do us witnesses style. Or we still don't have any teams in the pedestrian areas. Well, I'm not sure about all the Erfas, actually.
Well, as you can see, we have a small wave.
You can probably imagine where that little curve is coming from, at two-thirds. Yeah, exactly. The camp, there's always a few people. Unfortunately, the small table where you could request membership, it was very hidden. A lot of people weren't able to find it, even after a long search. It's different in the Congress because the incentivization is much bigger and due to the access and also the pricing. Taking it together, we have growth, just like every year, just like the last 14 years, this community is growing. Both in memberships, in terms of memberships as well. Yeah, I would like to say that. We have over 6,000, but we don't yet have over 9,000. I don't know if you're allowed to say the official numbers. The reason is the following. We also have some problem about people who are not paying, who get three strikes or three reminders. I'm not sure if we're allowed to count them still. Anyway, well, we have more members than before. We're going to say where they're from, mainly from Germany. You can say 6.6% that are not from Germany. Excluding Germany and Austria and Switzerland, where a lot of people speak German. Also, the number of countries where we have members has also increased.
A
much more interesting question is where their emails hosted and etc. And we have a lot of newcomers. We have one that has increased a lot, which is number four, Postier. Well, I think following the news from last year, we should think about where you should run your primary email account, or think about maybe you should have a secondary email account in order to sign up to the computer. There are enough providers that will give you your own domain for almost nothing, so you can put your name in, so you don't have to. You don't have to come out as a Google Mail user here, maybe as a bit of homework. I would like to, the people hate us, they're going to hate us if they say, don't change your email addresses, don't change your email address, they're going to hate us in the admin. If possible, everyone at the same time tomorrow morning. Well, obviously, just like all the work, just like our press work, is all volunteering. And it's a lot of, they have a lot of work they have to do. Can you go back?
Das ist die tägliche Belastung, die
this
ihr
is
da
the,
so seht, die das Office in
daily
Hamburg
work
abfeiert.
That the office in also das heißt, Hamburg has to deal with every day.
Es kaum Tage gibt, in
or there are, as you can see, there's almost no day where they don't have anything. So if they take a week of holiday, so they come back, they can look at at least two-digit number of requests. Well, they really dealt with all the requests very promptly last year. It's really well done. Well, it's cool to have such people who are using their free time to like keep it all running. Well, we can say for all teams, at least I can't think of a single team, if you look at the whole CC, which hasn't increased. If you think about the office team, about the press team, the streaming teams, the various different teams, various projects, they've all grown. And they've grown also in terms of members. Well, all right, security. Well, it's impressive that we don't have to scale up the security team. You have to think about the fact. You really have to think about that. We started at 4,500 people, and we got up to 12,000, and we really didn't have to. We were able to scale up without a big incident. It says a lot about the great community that we have here.
Wir hatten tatsächlich im Vorfeld des Kongresses, aber wie immer eigentlich ein paar Vorfälle.
Started, we had a few incidents,
Gewaltandrohungen
oder
solche Dinge, die verbaler Art passieren. Natürlich
verbal attacks. We always it happened, but we always reject any such thing. Well, we always people always say it's a joke, but we want to. Especially this community that comes together, we really want to keep it without violence. And we take such threats, we completely reject such threats, but given the number of people, it's a very, very peaceful and quiet. That was, what was the threat potential we estimated from the last camp compared to the Dalai Lama? Or were they more dangerous?
Or
well, I'm pretty happy that no one came and didn't come here and tried to stop the Congress based on some 19-year-old having made a video. Luckily, we don't want to run a football camp. Well, we just want to talk about some like promptly things, looking back at the year, talking about social media.
An der Seite sieht man
we can see
die
on the side the numbers
for
AdChaos
updates. At cc.de ist ein ziemlich weitgehend automatisierter Account,
pretty automatic account
die Beiträge im Blog weitergegeben werden. Man
that
sieht die
posts the entries in the blog. You can see the number of followers.
Für diese Accounts, aber auch die freien
we
Netzwerke
also use the independent networks.
Excluding
Quitter and the Diaspora as well.
Man sieht die Zahlen,
you can see the numbers.
Für Chaos Updates, ist also
you can
kein
see the numbers from both cases.
Also letztlich so einmal am Tag im Schnitt.
It's just like about once a day,
Dezember,
approximately. The numbers for December are slightly out of date, but about 72.
Relativ wenig benutzter
but it's a
account,
little used account, really, with a lot of followers,
offiziellen
where all official entries are being posted. Last year, more and more in two languages to translate more and more of our, we do our best. But the translation team has also grown in the last 2 years, and in these days you can't publish a private blog post without getting a translation directly from the translation team the next day.
Wir haben jetzt mal so die right. Top 7 der am meisten geretweeteten
we have the top 7
Postings,
most retweeted posts.
Ich glaube aus meiner Sicht auch einen ganz guten Rückblick
because
für
I think
den Beginn so des Jahres
good
bieten.
Look back at the year.
Und zwar haben wir zum einen
we have
sehr
on
viel
the one hand
retweetet worden, die
a lot of retweets for the Apple TV stuff. Surprisingly,
ja, das ist etwas schade, dass
it's a bit of a shame that in the year 2015, when we talk about gated communities, we have to talk about Apple,
wo diese ganzen,
where the all these Apple devices, well,
Anteil ausmachen.
They are still a large part of this whole technical part. All right,
Es ist so gewesen, dass Menschen aus dem Chaosumfeld eine App entwickelt haben,
from the around the chaos scene, they developed an app where you should be able to see CCC using the Apple TV, but Apple decided to reject it because there were unwanted content was being distributed, including themselves. Well, there were some hacking videos or something on CCD. Well, the weird thing is, it's really weird. That's how did that happen?
Das Abstruse daran ist, dass
the crazy thing is
State of the Art Bluetooth
Hacking Video genannt wurde, das ist von 2005. They talked about a State of the Art Bluetooth Hacking
noch
Video from 2005. Even more interesting are the crypto export restrictions from the year 1999.
Möchte man sich an der Stelle fragen,
on the one hand, you ask yourself, what kind of people are making these decisions? On the other hand, the policy is to censor these things, and we will accept the app. That's a really bit of a weird policy. Especially given that the YouTube app is still present, and you can see the same videos on YouTube. Well, that was a bit unfair. Well, now the YouTube app is also gone. Well, right. Those are members of the CCC Frankfurt. They were pretty angry about it. They have did a protest.
There was
no plan for that to be national coverage.
Translation team und hat da
and immediately the translation team came and translated. Actually, it's not even not just national, but also worldwide coverage. And everyone noticed that overreaction by Apple and sort of showed that they have the finger on the trigger regarding the content. And they obviously decide for the users. They say that Google shouldn't be the only ones to control what information you should be able to get. But
I think it hit
the zeitgeist a little bit because 2015 there was a lot of small examples
related to this.
It hit the like general mood, and other people have experienced similar things. This kind of content, automatic content censorship. Well, I think that's why people really got popular. Well, because it also had Apple and CCC, well, it fit even better. Well, the other thing is that the international media really received this very well, and they immediately put the links in their videos so that the efficacy of this method is probably not fully. They also had the fingerprint video from Starbucks, or did they not realize that? They didn't put that one on there.
Okay, wir werden nicht weiter über Apple TV reden. Wir wollten
stop talking about the Apple TV,
which is
not mentioned. Top 7
war,
since it was on
top
7.
War auch direkt daneben.
And right next to it was a tweet about the PhD thesis about our defense, Ministry of Defense. I did not say it.
Eigentlich nur, weil in dem, weil man
well, just because
Wiki, was da verlinkt
you could see
war,
in the wiki
kann,
exactly
was dort für
what, kind of
Fehler gefunden wurden,
what kind of in quotation marks academic mistakes, but the work itself is also linked there.
Naja, es ist nicht unbedingt ein Hacker-Thema,
it's not necessarily a hacker
theme,
topic, but it's very interesting.
Nach dem Tweet ist ja ein Wiki, man kann sich da beteiligen.
Well,
sich wohl
after
auch,
the tweet, there's a wiki, people can participate, and a lot of people started participating after that.
Ja. Dann haben wir weit verbreiteten Tweet zu der Strafe. Da kommen wir aber später noch drauf. Wichtig ist mir noch eine Geschichte
inquiry.
Über
I also want to mention a story about the BSI, the
leak
Ministry
von
of Security.
Org.
There was a leak by
darum,
Netzpolitik,
BSI
which talked about
BMI,
the fact that the BSI,
also
the BMI, the Ministry of Interior, and the
BMI unterstellt,
which is
sehr
under
Jahre
the Ministry
lang
of Interior, for many years they claimed there is no collaboration with regards to the, no technical collaboration with regards to the state Trojan. If you remember in 2008, there was a court order from the very top, then it was still called online perquisition.
Dann hatte man and
at Netzpolitik,
they published also the internal communication
from those offices, which made it clear that this so-called non-collaboration was changed with regards to this version.
At the same time, it was clear, that they
should continue to claim going to the public that there is no collaboration,
but you should still get source code analysis
by the BSD. Well,
nach dem Urteil,
after the ruling, it was a bit of a difficult position because they had to think about what kind of thing they should do. So the collaboration between the federal criminal office and the BSD should be kept secret.
We were happy that it was so widely distributed.
So it's a reproduction of the leak.
Also diese Zusammenarbeit ist ja ganz amüsant. Das Bundesamt für Sicherheit in der Informationstechnik hat ja eigentlich
die Zielvorgabe, uns zu schützen. Has the aim to protect us.
Und ich habe mich dann mal mit dem Herrn Hanno unterhalten.
So I talked to Herrn Hanno. He said,
seine Auffassung natürlich auch ist,
in his point of view, that's his point of view, yeah, that they did that.
In dem Moment, wo sie dabei helfen, diesen Trojaner sicher zu machen.
Since they helped making this Trojan more secure, well, that's what they did.
Allerdings ist also die offizielle, also da gab es natürlich auch offizielle Meldungen, also eine
also an official declaration as well from the BSD that said, well,
it's very explicitly.
For us, the only objective is to defend from Trojans.
Oh,
I also want to talk about the fact that
Mr.
Hange is now retired.
We have a designated new head of the BSD,
which is really extremely popular everywhere. What was his name again?
Weißt du jemand? Ich glaube Cyberclown, oder?
Ah, yeah, I think Cyberclown, yeah, that's right.
Ja, das wäre ja das erste Mal in der Geschichte der Zentralstelle für Chiffrierwesen und das Bundesamt für Sicherheit in der Informationstechnik, dass ein Nicht-Techniker oder Nicht-Mathematiker, also jemand, ein Ökonom, diese technische Behörde führt.
Charge of this technical.
Das Wort Ökonom so als Schimpfwort raus.
I've never heard someone say the word economist in such a deprecating way.
Also, nee, ich glaube, er ist Diplom-Fachwirt für
man kann es ja bei
verinnerlicht das mal bitte alle, wenn
Management,
mal irgendjemand fragt,
if someone asks you about, just say Cyberclown. That's sufficient. His name is Schönbohm.
The name might,
a lot of people might remember. Well, he had a very famous Minister of Interior dad. It's just a complete coincidence, as you said.
Well,
our demand is completely independent. Something about
Chief.
Well, I don't remember. Why did he? Why did he step back? Step down.
If
someone has leaks, well, we'll take brown envelopes.
Well,
our demand has always been that the BSA should be independent and it should be separated from the Ministry of Interior. And of course, someone should be in charge of this office that who has a technical competence. Or maybe we should put it under the Ministry of Defense. Sounds like a good idea. Oh, don't give them ideas.
Also wir wissen ja aus den Snowden-Veröffentlichungen, da geht es BSI ja bereits als Schlüsselpartner und mit diesem Leak
already named
ist
as a key partner,
klar, dass
BSI
zumindest teilweise
clear that they
in der Zusammenarbeit mit dem BKA Trojaner-Sachen gemacht hat, ist natürlich für die Vertrauensbasis
really
keine gute Sache.
Really damages the trust
genau. Jetzt kommen wir zu den Top 3, die sozusagen ja auch schon so ein bisschen dieses Jahr zusammenfassen. Wir hätten diesen Tweet an Platz 3.
This tweet on number 3.
Ja.
Ja.
Es war im Mai so eine Meldung, die sich auf
report.
Sagen, wir sind ja nicht in Berlin. Ja. Also das Gebäude in Berlin Mitte bezieht diese
building in Berlin Mitte
von einem Wassergraben verschönerte
Yeah, like portcullis, really castle.
Portcullis filled
with water. So if the Russians come with tanks, they fall in the water. They want to take the BND. Don't know. That's not really a rational thing. Crocodiles?
Eine rationale, Frank.
A rational, Frank.
glaube, da führt die alte Panke lang und sie wollten da einfach nur einen schönen.
I don't know, maybe you just want
schönes,
to.
Schönes Flüsslein.
Ach so, angeln.
Have a nice river to fish.
Nee, jedenfalls kam diese Zahl von 1,044 Milliarden. Ich konnte nicht mehr so richtig nachvollziehen, wer diese Idee hatte. Irgendjemand hat es in den Kindergärtner umgerechnet. Und offenbar haben wir damit auch so eine Art Zeitgeist getroffen, ohne dass da jetzt dabei nicht mein Link bei war, nur so ein.
Also vielleicht dazu, das war gerade die Debatte, wo die ganzen Kita-Strikes liegen, da kam dieses
Kita.
Und das ist so aus so einer Diskussion, aus mehreren Leuten entwachsen. Irgendjemand, also wir haben das versucht, in alles möglich umzurechnen, um ein Gefühl für diese Zahl zu bekommen. Und irgendjemand war dann, ich weiß auch noch, wer es war, aber ich sage es nicht, die Zahl. Und man könnte ja mal Kindergärtner draus machen. Und,
you could make kindergartners
out of it. Ziemlich, wie ich finde, ziemlich beeindruckende Zahl raus.
Astounding number.
Kann man mit dem Geld wesentlich sinnvolleres machen, als
could do
so
something more sensible with the money.
Sowieso nur die Wasserhähne geklaut werden.
This thing where they just...
Ja, natürlich.
Aber vielleicht sollte man Kindergärtner einfach als Essenbereich jetzt standardisieren.
Portcullis.
Da fielen mir auch einige andere Projekte ein, so Jäger 90, wäre jetzt richtig, Eurofighter heißt er jetzt, also könnte man ja auch mal umrechnen.
Eurofighter, gut, calculate that.
Ja, also mir haben sie den noch als Jäger 90 vertickt, aber also das wäre jetzt wirklich peinlich, wenn er noch so hieß, aber das ist das selbe Projekt, oder?
Typo.
Na, egal. Der kommt zu Top 2.
Top 2.
Das ist der vom Januar, der Aufruf zur Selbstverteidigung, wo wir offenbar auch so eine Art Zeitgeist getroffen haben, nämlich die Forderung des CCC zum Ausstieg aus der unverschlüsselten Kommunikation, der ungeschützten quasi.
Und wir wollten get out of unencrypted stuff.
Und im Laufe des Jahres haben wir dann gesehen, dass der eigentlich ungehört verhallt ist. Wir hatten irgendwie im Herbst ganz großes Thema, dass man plötzlich dafür abgemahnt wird, wenn man sich davor schützen möchte, von irgendwelchen großen Buchstaben, Zeitungen, die Adware installieren zu lassen. Man muss jetzt inzwischen deren Werbung konsumieren, inklusive der über diese Ad-Networks verbreiteten Schadsoftware, um diese Inhalte zu konsumieren. Ich glaub,
also wenn du da hinklickst, bist du aber schon selber schuld.
If you go there,
ich bin im Presseteam, ich muss dem hinterherklicken und ich darf einfach mit meinem eingeschalteten Ad-Blocker gerade nicht mehr schauen, was die über uns schreiben. Also
I can't see what they writing about us with my
ad-blocker. Ein Belegexemplar, weil ich kann es nicht mehr klicken.
Bild is at least sending an exemplary to us, because I can't click you, sorry.
Aber unabhängig sozusagen von dem deutschen Klein-Klein war natürlich die Crypto-War-2.0-Debatte international ein Thema. Also das ist in den USA stark debattiert worden und haben wir natürlich auch verfolgt. Das ist in Großbritannien sehr doll debattiert worden und natürlich dann auch hier so ein bisschen im Nachgang. Ich finde bei uns in puncto Krypto-Verbot oder jeweils in diese Richtung, finde ich, war es noch relativ moderat, da
also eigentlich kann man sagen, dass es dass da eine klare Ansage gab. Also es war halt so, dass das relativ kurz vorher stattgefundenen Terroranschlags in Deutschland sogar vom Innenminister unterschrieben, eine Karte für Terror-Krypto verkündet wurde auf diesem merkwürdigen IT-Gipfel. Es war sozusagen das einzig sinnvolle Ergebnis.
Du meinst die Krisennummer-Veranstaltung?
Genau, es war so das einzig sinnvolle Ergebnis dieser Veranstaltung, aber immerhin. Ist es tatsächlich so, dass sich immer mehr abzeichnet, dass wir in Deutschland quasi auf so einer Ausnahmeinsel sitzen, wo also insbesondere von Seiten der Innenbehörden keinen ernsthaften Druck in Richtung von Krypto
interior,
sondern im Gegenteil halt eben dieses Papier, was sagt, dass Deutschland halt der weltweit führende Standort für Ende-zu-Ende-Verschlüsselung sein soll. Da kann man sich darauf ausruhen, dass diese Lage statisch ist, insbesondere wenn man sich anguckt, dass die Chinesen haben gestern ihr Hintertürengesetz verabschiedet, was in weiten Teilen inhaltsgleich mit dem von Großbritannien ist.
Mit der Begründung?
Ja, mit der Begründung halt fiese Terroristen.
Okay,
lustigerweise regte sich natürlich sofort das US State Department darüber auf, weil sind ja die Chinesen.
Enraged about
natürlich aber nicht
Chinese,
über das britische Gesetz, weil das sind ja die
guten Freunde aus Britannien. Because,
Das heißt, diese Hintertüren, Mandate-Geschichte, also zu sagen, liebe Firmen, wenn ihr halt irgendwie Systeme baut, die Verschlüsselung verwenden, dann baut sie gefälligst so, dass ihr uns im Zweifel
den Keytext geben könnt.
Das ist der neue Versuch zu sagen, wir wollen als Staat keine Krypto-Hintertüren haben, wir wollen aber zumindest in den großen kommerziell verbreiteten Systemen halt den Zugang zu den Informationen für die Geheimdienste haben. Das ist ja sogar diese neue Welle, damit wir auch nächstes Jahr noch intensiv zu tun haben.
Es heißt ja Sicherheit durch Verschlüsselung und
security
Sicherheit trotz Verschlüsselung. Und diese, diese zweite Sicherheit, die da gemeint ist, die nennen wir Staatstrojaner. Und die werden wir dann im nächsten Jahr hoffentlich meistern.
We'll wir kommen gleich nochmal zum Staatstrojaner. Da haben wir ja nochmal einen eigenen kurzen Absatz zu. Aber also ich fand schon spannend, wer die erste Crypto-War-Debatte noch mitverfolgt hat oder später nachgelesen hat für die Spätgeborenen, der wird natürlich merken, dass es große Unterschiede gibt. Also insbesondere fand ich die amerikanische Debatte, die schon auch für den europäischen Raum wichtig ist, weil die deutschen und europäischen Politiker dahin schielen, die war schon interessant, weil die sich eben nicht in den üblichen parteipolitischen Hickhack verloren haben, sondern interessanterweise man sehr deutlich gemerkt hat, dass es eben große ökonomische Einflüsse gibt, dass eben die Wirtschaft da auch ihre Interessen versucht durchzusetzen und die sind natürlich teilweise eben nicht gleich mit der Regierung. Also es war eine zumindest spannende Debatte, die sich da entfaltet hat und der Crypto War ist sicherlich noch nicht beendet, da werden wir hier weiter darüber debattieren. Aber meine Befürchtung, dass wir dann die Krypto verboten kriegen, sehr gering.
We'll also wie gesagt, zumindest in Deutschland sehe ich es nicht, in anderen europäischen Ländern bin ich mir überhaupt nicht sicher. Also gerade Frankreich zum Beispiel, Polen, Ungarn, Großbritannien sind ja gerade halt auf dem abgleitenden Ast aus der Demokratie raus und da bin ich halt nicht sicher, dass da nicht ein Kryptoverbot durchaus versucht werden wird. Es hat wenig Auswirkungen, weil alles, was du irgendwo in der EU verkaufen oder vermarkten darfst, kannst du auch in jedem anderen EU-Land machen, aber zumindest werden sie es halt versuchen, denke ich.
Ich habe noch mal eine Frage, kannst du es endlich auflösen? Hat der Messier jetzt deine Krisennummer?
Do they have your emergency number? Also meine Telefonnummer ist jetzt nicht so schwer herauszubekommen. Well, sein Referent für den komischen IT-Gipfel hat sie jetzt gehabt.
Vielleicht sollten wir uns noch so ein großes
Problem machen. They called me to this IT-Summit with that too. Did you just say yes?
Ich brauche ein großes rotes Telefon.
Ja, darauf Telefon. Also es ist eine interessante Frage, ob es ein rotes oder ein grünes Telefon sein sollte.
Red or green.
Also weil eigentlich müsste es ein rotes sein, weil also in der klassischen Nuklear-Nomenklatur sind die grünen Telefone halt die sicheren Telefone zur eigenen Leitstelle und die roten Telefone sind die Telefone zum Feind.
Red telephones are the telephones to the enemy, so that would be fitting.
Aber um mal diese jetzt also diesen Top-2-Tweet und die Krypto-War-Debatte abzuschließen, auf die wir sonst nicht weiter zurückkommen. Mathe lässt sich nicht verbieten, das weiß hier sicherlich jeder im Raum. Dennoch sollten wir uns, glaube ich, dafür einsetzen, was unsere politischen Ziele sind, selbst wenn jetzt die Befürchtungen vielleicht nicht hier in Deutschland nicht so groß sind.
Even though we don't fear there's that much in Germany.
Dann kommen wir zu dem Top-1-Tweet. Es wird hier niemand überraschen, das ist, glaube ich, in den letzten Jahren immer so gewesen. Es war natürlich die Veröffentlichung, als die Recordings alle fertig waren vom letzten Kongress.
Das hat dann doch alle Retweets
geschlagen. Das war, glaube ich, jetzt die letzten Jahre immer so. Leute freuen sich dann halt, wenn sie
den Gesamtcontent
vom Kongress downloaden können. Und generell, also das Streaming und VOG-Team, die rocken ganz schön hart.
VOG-Team, they rocken pretty hard. So.
Also ich glaube, Stand heute Mitternacht war, dass ein Großteil der Auftritte von gestern schon online waren.
It was the most things of yesterday were already online, which is really, really fast.
Großen Applaus zum VOG-Team.
Big round of applause for the VOG-Team.
Wir schließen jetzt auch gleich diesen Social-Media-Blog ab.
So, let's close this Social-Media-Blog.
Man konnte eigentlich so ein bisschen das Jahr darüber auch ganz gut ablesen. Wir wollen halt noch eine Sache erwähnen, die, glaube ich, auch damit zu tun hat, dass wir dieses Jahr noch das Camp hatten, nämlich, dass auch das Event-Blog deutlich mehr benutzt wurde. Das Team ist da natürlich größer, ist mehr als nur das Presseteam. Also wir haben versucht, auch gerade weil viele Veranstaltungen waren, aber nicht nur für Camp und Kongress, sondern auch für die kleineren Veranstaltungen, den Erfas stärker zu nutzen. Da gibt es jetzt auch ab und an Bilder. Also wir haben dieses Blog doch etwas verstärkt insgesamt. Und es ist auch oft zweisprachig, so dass man, wenn man nicht Deutsch spricht, da ganz gut lesen kann. Okay, haben wir den Social-Media-Blog damit abgeschlossen?
Are you through with the Social-Media-Thing?
Yep. Ja, dann haben wir eine kleine Auswertung gemacht über die Anfragen, die bei uns so reinkommen. Nexus hat da mal was vorbereitet.
Nexus put in something for us?
Ja, so ein bisschen.
More clouds. Was man oben links sieht, ist das Jahr 2014 gewesen. Left. Und unten rechts ist das Jahr 2015. Das sieht wesentlich homogener aus.
Right,
warum?
Der Grund dafür ist, dass wir schon mal jemand einen Spamfilter aktiviert.
Because we put down a Spamfilter.
Das war auch bis ungefähr
November
eine gute Idee.
This was good till November. After that,
Software Update gelaufen sein. Dann we had to do a software update. Deswegen müssen wir uns, glaube ich, ganz dolle nochmal bei der Presse, bei Journalisten entschuldigen.
Sorry to
weil
all
nämlich
journalists,
viele Akkreditierungsmails zum Kongress einfach in diesem Filter gelandet sind.
Filter.
Und wir haben tatsächlich vor diesem Kongress echt da gefailt, weil
failed hard before the Congress. Yeah.
Da fehlt dann plötzlich, nachdem wir bemerkt haben, da stimmt was nicht, dann kam das so nach ein paar Wochen an die Oberfläche.
Ja, after a few dann, weeks, dann lagen dann so 250 Mails.
Yeah, there were 250 also Mails. Yeah, sorry for that.
False positives. Fall von Overblocking, davor
waren wir auch immer. Classical case of overblocking. We won against that as well.
Aber
was bei dem Wörter noch auffällt übrigens, was ich noch sehr auffällig finde, ist, wie freundlich uns die Presse,
ich habe wirklich nur einfach mal alle Tickets eingesammelt, versucht, Collectors darüber zu bilden, da sind jetzt Stockwords rausgefiltert und das, was dann plötzlich zutage kam, war eigentlich eine sehr höfliche, freundliche Sprache.
Really
es sind so diesen Wordclouds tatsächlich erstaunlicherweise die typischen Buzzwords, die man so erwarten würde, die man
halt in
Medien gar nicht enthalten.
They're not there.
Also ich sehe kein Cyber.
I don't
see
Cyber.
Ja, wo ist der Cyber?
Ja, wo ist der Cyber?
Wo ist der Cyber?
Wo ist der
Spamfilter?
Der Spamfilter.
Wobei die WordCloud, die Mails, die im Spamfilter gelandet sind, mittlerweile wieder beinhaltet. Das heißt, die haben wir zurückgeholt, nachbearbeitet und also wie gesagt, muss man einfach sagen, die Presse geht uns relativ höflich um und die Anfragen sind, wir bekommen sehr viele, sehr gut formulierte, exakte
really
Anfragen, auf die man auch wunderbar antworten kann,
wo
Journalisten sitzen, das Thema auch verstanden haben.
Das
finde ich manchmal sehr schön.
And I think that's nice. Sagen, der Nexus ist relativ neu bei uns im Presseteam.
Nexus is new at the press.
Wir haben vor zwei Jahren das erste Mal einen
Presse-Workshop
gemacht.
We had a press workshop.
Drei Jahre ist es wieder, die Zeit vergeht. um auch die Pressearbeit, die einfach bei der Anzahl von Anfragen, die auf uns einprasseln, irgendwann von auch älter werdenden Teams nicht mehr alleine zu leisten ist. Und Nexus
anymore.
Ist vor
and
drei
Nexus
Jahren zu uns dazugestoßen, hat sich super bei uns eingelebt und freut sich immer noch wieder,
wie
so die Innenansicht ist auf die Presseanfrage.
Ich weiß nicht, wo ihr jetzt hinfahrt. Ich wette mal weiter. Ich habe noch diesen Hinweis vom
I don't know where this is going. Just
Google klassifiziert Mails von ccc.de gerne mal als Spam.
Yeah, with this
ist ein Problem, weil wir natürlich auch die Manuelle von
so also ccc.
Einer der Punkte ist, es ist nicht nur Google, sondern irgendjemand erzählte neulich mal, es gibt ja so Kinderschutzfilter, so Proxys und da sind gerne mal Seiten des ccc als Computerterrorismus klassifiziert.
CCC Pages are often classified as computer terrorism.
Auf Deutsch.
Computer terrorism,
also in German. Also deutscher Softwarehersteller.
Also nochmal kurz zurück zu dem Google klassifiziert mehr als Spam. Das ist ein nicht ganz subtiler Hinweis an die Journalisten.
Liebe
Journalisten, wenn eure Mail bei Google speichert, ist zum einen keine
Google
gute Idee, falls ihr irgendwie versucht,
Journalismus
zu machen. Zum anderen kann es halt sein, dass ihr denkt, ihr bekommt keine Antwort von uns, was auch mal vorkommen kann. Aber es kann halt auch sein, dass ihr in einem Spamfilter landet.
Also suche also einen anderen
Mail-Provider.
We are in your spam filter, so yeah, look for another provider.
Und Nexus war gerade im Statistikmodus und hat dann noch
Nexus
weiter
was Statistik mode.
Statistiken sind super.
And went through with it. Yeah, I like statistics.
Ja, in dieser Grafik sehen wir, ich habe da mal so die Ticketzahlen aus 2014
mal beachtet,
mit Spam 2014. Und 2015 gegeneinander gestellt. Was wir dieses Jahr eigentlich gar nicht so hatten, war so ein enormer Peak, wo ganz viele Anfragen in einem Monat kamen. Das liegt vielleicht daran, dass wir so keine wirklich schlimmen Snowden-Themen oder sonst
really
irgendwas dazwischen
haben.
Man sieht aber auch, dass irgendwie die eigentlich relativ kontinuierlich die Anfragen reinkommen.
Pretty continuous.
Davon ist ein sehr großer Bestandteil Interview-Anfragen.
Interview
teilweise kommen dann noch Sachen dazu, wie Hintergrundgespräche, teilweise
Video-Dokumentationen,
also auch sehr, sehr viele Vorträge, die üblicherweise sehr, sehr viel Zeit kosten. wo man dann gerne auch
things
mal
that
durch die
cost time where we have to drive around
dort dann irgendwo in irgendwelchen Städten, die man bislang gar nicht kannte,
talk
ja, Vorträge hält.
Das wird wir natürlich auch machen. Nicht immer nur sozusagen das kleine Team, aber also die Beteiligung an Veranstaltungen und Mitwirken an den Diskussionen dort betrachten wir natürlich auch als Teil der Öffentlichkeitsarbeit
like
in gewisser Weise. Aber da hat sich so auch so ein bisschen dezentralisiert. Da gibt es natürlich auch in den Airfas Leute, die für manche Themen ganz gerne machen.
Where the Airfas
also
like to do
ja,
a lot of things.
Hat ein bisschen zugenommen, würde ich sagen, aber auch nicht in hohem Maße.
But not that much.
Okay. Wir müssen jetzt mal diesen Statistikteil hier abschließen.
Let's go through the statistic
thing.
Bevor
wir, ja.
Okay, do it.
Wir könnten noch sehr viel mehr sagen, weil wenn man schon mal die Daten irgendwie da rauskramt und nach Zusammenhängen durchsucht, findet man Dinge, aber das ist vielleicht auch nicht so interessant. Wir werden
stattdessen
jetzt so durchgehen durchs Jahr. Wir haben aber ein Thema davor, was uns eigentlich das ganze Jahr beschäftigt hat, wo wir jetzt kein spezielles Datum haben. Das ist natürlich die Vorratsdatenspeicherung, ein langjähriges Thema, jetzt mittlerweile 15 Jahre für den CCC. Die meisten wissen, im Dezember jetzt sozusagen ist die Vorratsdatenspeicherung in Kraft getreten. Die übergroße Koalition hatte keine Mühe, diese Vorhaben durchzuboxen, hat sich da auch nicht irritieren lassen. Von dem höchstrichterlichen Urteil hier in Deutschland oder dem höchstrichterlichen Urteil in Europa. Das ist offenbar wie so ein wie so Untot, wie so ein Zombie, den man irgendwie nicht killen kann, kommt immer wieder. Nur die Begründung hat sich so leicht gewandelt und manchmal der Name. Wir haben aber auch sofort im Dezember, also da irgendwie ein paar Tage in Kraft, die ersten Ankündigungen und auch schon die erste fertige Verfassungsbeschwerde, verschiedene Gruppen, also soweit mir bekannt ist, mindestens vier von Juristen und Journalisten und Abgeordneten und Aktivisten tun sich da in Gruppen zusammen und werden das wiederum nach
Karlsruhe bringen.
Der CCC ist daran mittelbar beteiligt, zumindest an einem dieser vier Teams. Da wollen wir auch mithelfen, was den technischen Teil betrifft. Für mich war interessant, dass die erste Verfassungsbeschwerde, die von Journalistenverbänden unterstützt wird und auch von einer Abgeordneten und von weiteren Medienverbänden, sofort dieses Thema der sogenannten Gesamtüberwachungsrechnung aufmachte. Das ist ein Begriff, den die Richter in Karlsruhe mal geprägt haben. Also dass man eben nicht nur auf ein Gesetz schauen muss, sondern eine Gesamtüberwachungsrechnung aufmachen muss. Fand ich interessant, dass gleich in der ersten Verfassungsbeschwerde darauf abgestellt wird, dass man eben die Gesamtheit der Erfassung von Datensätzen und gerade auch von Telekommunikationsdaten sehen muss. Also, ja, ich finde die Situation sehr unbefriedigend, dass wir da immer zu den Gerichten schielen müssen, was ja auch immer lange dauert, aber faktisch ist es natürlich auch so, dass technische Inkrafttreten natürlich nicht passieren wird. Es gibt nämlich noch keine Durchführungsverordnung, keine technischen Vorgaben, da werden wir mindestens über ein Jahr noch warten, ehe die in Kraft hat.
Zumal da halt natürlich auch der Knackpunkt liegt, weil das Verfassungsgericht hat ja in seiner letzten Entscheidung dass diese Daten nach dem Stand der Technik gesichert werden müssen, was die IT-Security angeht. Wir kennen alle den eher nicht so schönen Stand der IT-Security gerade. Das heißt also, wir wissen generally aware of the state of IT security. Gegen einen gezielten Angriff mit staatlichen Ressourcen momentan keine Möglichkeit gibt, so große Datenbestände über so vielen Providern liegen, effektiv dagegen zu sichern. Das heißt, wir können davon ausgehen, ausländische Geheimdienste auf diese Daten natürlich scharf sind und auch an die ran wollen. Das heißt also die Frage, wie halt die technische Richtlinie ausgestattet wird.
Inländische auch, zum Beispiel Bayern.
Ja, die dürfen ja ganz legal, die müssen ja nicht hacken. Ne? Und die, diese, also diese Frage halt, kann halt dieser Anforderung des Verfassungsgerichts überhaupt
so, this is a question that the highest court cannot answer
halt, right. Und da werden wir halt sicherlich, denke ich mal, auch sehr genau hingucken.
And we will definitely have to look very closely at all this.
Entstehenden öffentlichen Debatte halt teilnehmen. Also
take part
die Frage,
in the public discussion
wie die Sache da weitergeht,
and
ist
so question,
wahrscheinlich so,
how does this
so ähnlich
continue,
wie beim letzten Mal.
Is kind of similar to last time.
Dauern, Diskussion wird
so it will be, there will be
werden.
Some discussion, there will be a huge discussion, and this is basically the repeat of last year's discussion.
Ich wollte nochmal auf unsere alte Idee Three Strikes Regelung vielleicht hinweisen.
So I wanted to talk about our three strikes ruling. So basically, politicians that, talk three times about the law that will be then cancelled by the highest court, but maybe we should like vote them off from office.
natürlich irgendwie, also ich empfinde das auch und ich glaube, dass viele Menschen, so, die feel, sich eingesetzt haben gegen die Vorratsdatenspeicherung,
eine gewisse Niederlage. Against data also retention, that this is kind of, also we lost Maas this war. So, for example, Heiko Maas, the Minister of Justice, who was against the data retention, also that he went away, and that was kind of frustrating. But there's positive aspect as well. So one thing, for example, we knew this about the questions from the press, the technical understanding of this, well, this actually improved a lot. So 10 years we've been writing about this, and people have been writing about this, and we know about metadata and what you can read out from metadata and movement profiles. And so a majority of the Germans, the Germans who voted for Merkel as chancellor, so those people are actually, the majority of those people are actually against data retention. So there's some change between now and when the fight really started 10 or 15 years ago. So people knowing about, like, more people know about that they have actually data retention in their bag. So men, please help me. So it's kind of frustrating, but oh well. So while we're talking about data retention, we can segue into a country with data retention. You remember the data retention helps us and saves us. And so you could, like, afterwards you could check where the terror was, like, ordered by a secret service. Okay, so actually, so if you look at 2015, like from a review, then you see the attack on Charlie Hebdo kind of different, because in January it was kind of a shock, because we couldn't know how the year would actually continue, and that there would be the attacks on Paris. But we had talked to other NGOs and wanted to prevent an intensive hysterical debate, and we're kind of like into the, like, preventing the strong values that we have. So actually, like, in hindsight, it seems kind of like timid. But we couldn't really know how French policy would react after the attacks very much later in the year. So in my opinion, it's not only the question about surveillance laws, how they changed in Europe, but also how freedom of speech and freedom of the press was debated and talked about, especially about Charlie Hebdo. Because they had covers of a very critical of religion and cynicism and lots of humor, and it was written on these signs, this Je suis Charlie, but in practice not everyone accepted Charlie Hebdo as satire, like just next to surveillance. It was also a thing about freedom of speech. So in January we also were doubly active, because we were for transparency laws, and long time. So in the Hamburg Senate, there was an initiative from initiatives, and among others the CCC, there was a law about transparency. And actually Hamburg is the second one, or is the second one now, because there's actually the country of Rheinland-Pfalz, where they also have, in the whole county or country, they have a transparency law. And even like a member of the CDU party, she would cancel the transparency law. But it was about actually getting that existing law into law against the people who think that they would have to enter their data, enter their data into existing transparency registrars. And we actually went juristically against these people. So there's no solution yet, because the courts are not the fastest, but there were papers against papers, and like and we think that this will actually be a decision that will be a precedence for other public organs, how to look at this. Would we look at what kind of public organs and public things will this law be applicable to? So not only So maybe we think that all public or all state-owned country offices should be applicable for this. Okay, so we will inform you when we have a decision, when we have any news. But we don't think the court is as quick as us. All right. So we've been called all the time when something is being hacked or was hacked. In this case, it was very, very bad cyber terrorism presumably against the Islamic State, against a French TV station. They were off the internet for a time, and of course speculations went high, and they were completely wrong what actually happened and what happens with what is cyber terrorism and what are the capabilities that cyber terrorists have. And when we look at this, we try to be kind of unenthusiastic, because usually the explanations are way simpler than huge cyber terrorism. And in this case, a screenshot gave us the answer how this hack was propagated. So we see behind the journalist in this TV station, we see the passwords on the wall. So the bad cyber terroristic attack vector was a mobile phone with with photos from a pizza station. So this way of so should we have blacked those out? But are they still current? So if he always has his press conferences at this place, then maybe you should go those. But maybe it's not enough pixels, so that we needn't black it out. So afterwards, it was interesting, the discussion with the members of the press, how it is in their redaction. So should we have to change the passwords, they asked. Do they have HD cameras? So the funniest thing we saw in this context was in one redaction. So they were still at the war, but they had a little curtain in front of the passwords. So not every pizza service guy will see the passwords this way. So you go there, you just open the curtain. Okay, you can understand it. No. See, so you're in the press office and of a website, and you're just there at night. You don't get a lot of money, and you just write your stuff, and then you gotta put stuff into YouTube. So you go there, open the curtain, and then you type in the password, and they close the curtain again. That's the ones who have the urgent news button. Oh, password management is hard. Let us go shopping. So it's not only at the media like this, but obviously this TV station thing has made other people think about it, even though like the background was kind of funny. And like questions like at the members of the press, like, how is it in your press office? And they were like, All right. So we have lots of fun with it. Mm-hmm. This is happening all through the year, kind of. So someone somewhere in the internet, a Sakurai 401, people are asking us, and sometimes we don't feel like answering, because we can't really say anything about it. We can't contribute anything. But in this case, it was kind of fun. Maybe we should have a scalar, like a Richter scalar. So from the passwords are behind you, and up to no, it's still not a hack. So maybe if there's actually like treason RSA tokens, maybe this is actually a hack. But not everything where people don't secure their systems well is actually a hack. Maybe not. So maybe you're putting your passwords into the camera is not a hack, but someone actually took up your friendly offer to look around and look around in your systems and maybe update your systems to a more secure version. Okay, so because these things actually like get more and more, the state actually tried to create a IT security law. So Linus was very strong behind that. Okay, so I think last year we talked about this already, that we wanted to tell the Bundestag how we would like what we would like the state to do for the IT security law, and then we just put it aside and wrote an IT security law for the for the Ministry of the Interior, and actually we looked at their laws. We actually found out that there was no improvement in IT security at all for normal people. So normal people were not at all secure. It was all about companies, and they should be helped. Their security should be improved by giving them even more bureaucracy in the area of IT security. And whoever is actually has a job in IT security in company, they know that actually we don't really need more IT security bureaucracy in this company, but less would actually be better. So all this documentation and bureaucracy actually takes time that actually could be put into improving the security, and so we think the resources are actually misjudged. So the very important topic was that the people who have like critical infrastructure, they need a security concept. So as if they didn't. This is such a fnord. So they say you get a security concept from the BSI, from the Ministry of the Interior. So basically a stack of paper. So you have to propose that. So in order for it to not to make it too much work, you have to actually talk about other companies in your area. So maybe there's the four people that are like representing one area of companies with their concepts, have their stacks in front of them, then have a checklist. All right, do you guys have that? No, we don't, so we take that out. So that means it's very logical that they have the lowest common denominator from whatever they came up with. Then they go to the BSI with that, and they will have a look at them and then tell them you'll have to adhere to this security concept now. And if not, So which company would be stupid enough to actually hand in something they couldn't adhere to? But obviously there will be like a huge amount of time invested to actually do this, and I predicted and that this would happen, and like lots of companies actually sent me private email that where they say, yeah, this is exactly what we're doing, like this is right. So are you actually hoping that the IT security laws they pass the Bundestag once the designated BSI cyber clown actually gets into office, then everything will improve? Well, but wasn't he a lobbyist? So isn't it a chance? No? Wherever there's risk, there's maybe a part of a chance. For the yearbook. All right, so also there was a few data security, less data security because the police wanted to actually save and analyze more data. Our argument was kind of simple. The systems don't work, and we noticed that. So we don't need 6 months of data retention to find out that the system actually doesn't work. So behind this is the following. The data that your providers will actually give out once you have a subpoena, that is the data that's being collected to for data retention, actually. So So they go to a court and say, like, dear judge, please give us these data. This data that actually exists, and so actually these heaps of data are actually like improving and like getting larger and larger, and all kinds of different cases will take use of these data. So there's two like ideas about security. So the security of the state and the security of our data, and they actually compete with each other. So our closing arguments is always one last thing. The trust problem that the BSI has is not being solved right now. So this is just we have to say that all the time, and everyone is just nodding, and including Mrs. Merkel. But then that's our word.
This wasn't too surprising, even though in the Interior Ministry they were of different opinions. But we are very much used to having experts in charge that don't really know what they're doing. I talked to a person who was working on actually spelling out the IT security law and proposed some changes. And he said, well, we had to do something, and that's what we did. We follow the check mark, we check that point. And I can't say I have that much passion for enterprises, but in that case, I have. Now, the idea of making this cyber clown the new president of the BSI, we first saw the idea at 1st of April. But having him as a president for creative and digital economy would have made a lot more sense. We are sure that this Peter Borny, who has studied music and would be a way better fit for the digital economy. It's surprising that this content lobbyist, on a scale of copyright extremist, is very, very far out. They set him on this list. It's really surprising to have the government placing him, Dieter Thorny, on that far out list. It wasn't just a positive year. We're not going to talk further about this. He didn't say much more about this. A bit like the data protection responsible. We hope that in 2016 he is actually going to fulfill his duties. Rather news matching the motto of this Congress, we have, together with the Free Software Foundation Europe, published a press release about the right to tinker. The right to tinker with your own devices to install other kinds of software. These problems have grown over the years, have changed from just being about computers to being about all kinds of devices. We have talked about this issue for the last couple of years, but we actually wanted to issue a press release because it applies to so many different kinds of consumer devices, like tablets and smartphones and consoles and cars, computers, anything, basically. The debate about this topic in the Anglo-Saxon space has expanded on, has continued far beyond what it is in Germany. There have been court cases about it, and we wanted to set a clear position against the culture of companies having to give permission to tinker with their devices and actually establishing a right to tinker.
Da hat der Bundestag jetzt
zum Ende des Jahres noch beschlossen, den Routerzwang.
And the Bundestag has towards the end of the year stopped router the forced placement of routers. So now in Germany, citizens are actually free to install their own software on their home router and not obligated to use the devices from their telcos. This has been supported by the Freifunk community. Lots of witnesses from that community have given their expertise and their testimony to actually build some understanding for the issue in the courts. And we expect this to end up in a usable law by next year. And by then we should actually be able to install the software we want to on our own devices, and we welcome this development. In May we issued a press release on the AKV-Vorrat in Austria, which was the voice for data protection and against data retention in Austria. And there is still a campaign running in Austria until the 19th of January by this AKV-Vorrat Österreich that is attempting, is continuing the case towards the highest court in Europe to stop Austria from actually implementing data retention. I have to add that the AKV-Vorrat is quite tight in terms of finances. So if you can actually manage to add a Christmas gift to them, they would surely appreciate it.
Mid-May
in Cologne, we had the first 1C2, the Chaos Cologne, which was an experiment with how artists and hackers could work together to improve the world. It was combined with youth hacking for artists, and we had 300 to 400 very engaged artists and hackers coming together who will continue the same thing next year, and we have made very positive experiences.
Also wir werden, da hat ja sehr viele lokale Veranstaltungen im CCC gibt, nicht mehr jeder einzelne erwähnen können. Das ist leider.
Because there are so many local events organized by the CCC, we will not be able to continue to mention every single one of them in our years in review here, but we will be talking about some of them, a select few.
Nicht mehr jeder einzelne nennen können. Wir haben versucht, die mal.
Unfortunately, we won't be able to mention every single one. Our fear has not proved real of that because of all those small events, the attendance at Congress will be smaller, so there's still a lot of people here, and most of these small talks are even broadcast on video, so we appreciate the development of these new small events throughout Germany. Constanze, what happened to your complaint against Germany?
Well, I just want to mention there were several individual people were involved, including the CCC, with a long-lived complaint. So in June, we once again published, added some more paperwork. Well, we're not going to stop. We wanted to hear from the Attorney General some kind of. We would also have rejected, wouldn't kind of response, we would have accepted a negative response. Well, our demand is that they inquire and start an investigation against those responsible in the government. Well, due to for espionage or abetting, aiding and abetting espionage, well, they should perhaps, you know, consider starting an investigation. Well, obvious. Well, we just, given the jubilee, even the anniversary of Snowden, we once again added some more. And indeed, we got an answer shortly thereafter. We got, indeed, we got an actual mail about after 1.5 years. Interesting letter, which we obviously published online on CCD, where the Attorney General answered us a long email, which hardly answered our paperwork, but talked a lot about Merkel's telephone, which we don't really care about. Well, if you stop the complete surveillance, they can keep surveilling Merkel's telephone. It's a weird, very weird letter. It wasn't the yes/no answer either. So he neither said that there was the initial suspicion, so they will start an investigation, nor did they say that they will not start one. It's a bit like a Schrödinger's cat. Is the cat dead, isn't it? You want to look inside? No. Well, we obviously knew that at this point, didn't know at this point that the Attorney General, that his days were numbered. Well, that indeed, it wasn't clear at the beginning of July, but nevertheless, we want to encourage all of you to inform yourselves about the contents of the suit, and you can indeed use them during the day-to-day work. Well, and you can know, if you know about this very popular TV, we asked them this amazing final question. Which club in 2014 sued all of the members of the of the government? Well, Nexus looked the whole program, about 40 minutes. Did they find out? No, all I heard was that people looked at it. I heard that people looked at it, watched it. Did anyone know how much they got for the answers? Nexus watched it. No, I didn't. All right, a lot of money. The answer is yes. I'm not sure if he won or not. Well, it doesn't matter. I don't think they did. They didn't know. No, probably not. No. All right. Before we carry on, before we go back to the Attorney General, we want to mention one more thing, which we haven't talked about. So, we have a question. We have a new Attorney General. What did he say? What he said? Oh, nothing. Well, we have another 2 years. Well, yeah, indeed. In December, we talked again with our lawyers if we should submit another set of documents. Some more things came out. We could hope that the new person could maybe start an investigation or stop, which would also like, well, because if they stop the investigation, then they can do something. Well, I can just imagine if you start and there's lots of paper, you have to. Well, I think the Attorney General has a big box with hot potatoes. And he has to pick a random one. Well, the thing that I found very interesting, a lot of people during the treason affair, there was a lot of interesting debate regarding this instruction, the power to instruct. Well, when does the Justice Ministry tell the Attorney General to do something? Well, the statement that was said many times was that in principle, the Justice Ministry can only instruct if they see a very clear breach of law. And this has been done very, very rarely in the history of the Republic. But interestingly, I'd like to flip it around and look at the question of investigation. Is it just a legal question that you can't just start any kind of investigation, not even a small inkling of doubt, just for a breach of German law from the side of the government and from the secret services? I want to know what kind of rule is being applied? Well, if there's a political means that the laws are also valid for secret services, we should definitely demand that. Like I see. Well, we don't completely disagree. Well, you have to imagine It's just, it's the very radical request that Secret Services should follow the law. Yeah, well, I mean, well, if you think about the interpretation of the Secret Services have about the laws, you can think about yesterday, look at yesterday's, and we also have tonight once more a repeat of the craziest scenes in the NSA talk. I have to come back to the track somehow. All right, just briefly regarding this government Trojan, the CCC once again gave a statement regarding this matter, and it's a long suit, and it's against the law regarding the Federal Criminal Bureau. And those people who are interested in the camp, a few days later I talked about it, how what kind of arguments we gave. Obviously the statement is public, but I also told you what kind of things were talked about. Talked about the kernel of the privacy and the research into such privacy, and many other questions that are thrown up by this law, including the infiltration into IT systems. We had hoped slightly that there would be some kind of ruling in 2015, but I think we can now expect in the spring of 2016. Well, I'm very certain, having listened, that some laws of this, some bits of this law are going to be ruled against the Constitution. We have to think about which parts, and we can be certain that the Ministry of Interior, well, it will be very, very, once again, they will be very happy about the clarification. Well, it's important for us that we all participate and interpret this, the ruling, and transform them into demands. And we should make sure that they don't once again paste the parts of the rulings into just a new law. And we should really keep at it, given that we are the people who dealt with the Trojan ourselves. I have to complete the fact that the pieces of the ruling would make the relationship. Oh, we don't want to, you know, unsettle anyone. All right. Anyway, those people who are interested can download the camp talk, the presentation I gave at the tank, where I explain and I talk some legal foo as well. All right. Well, we also participated in the whole tour regarding the treason. And tomorrow at 4 there's once more, at 4 o'clock there's once again to talk about it, and we'll clarify it. And Marcus Bechtel already talked about it at the camp together with Andre. So people who are interested, they can look at it. Well, obviously we also published our statement, wanted to publish our statement ourselves, and the hackers from Berlin also went to the demonstration, but not that big, but big given the time we had. Well, we don't have to talk about any further. People who are interested, and someone who's been under a rock some until now, they can look at the presentation from the camp. Just a couple more points, actually. All right. Well, don't look so unhappy. All right. In the end, you will ask people to commit treason again, and it's going to be a mess. Well, you're now on record. I think Marcus will say that which is necessary tomorrow. Actually, it's today, isn't it? It's at 4. Well, this whole space-time continuum in the CCI, it's a bit of weird. Have you been in the lounge? All right. We have one more anomaly that starts in the summer and goes in the end, which we call it, plentiful data. Oh, well, this plenty of data comes from KPMG, I think, some like consulting firm, which demanded just before the IT, we should move away from this whole data protection. We should move to, data plenty, because this is it's the oil in the 21st century. Well, we think that's a very peculiar logic. So we, that's why we started mentioning any instances of this plentiful of data. We mentioned them, and we kept using this term to make it clear that we're all very rich, and we're all, you know, there's a lot of data, usually available as a torrent, usually other people's data, and the examples this year are, they're not very different, like as in the first year, it's just more data. The quantity in data that is just, it's just climbing and climbing, starting the first Internet of Things miracles, including Hello Kitty, Internet of Things stuff, including personal data of American Secret Services and of the other members of the federal government. Well, the official management is the central Bureau for Management, Personal Management, and they lost all their data somehow, in all directions, including the files, the lie detector research, which was done against an investigation, which was done against potential employees, including if you, well, or if you want to start working in the Secret Service, you'll ask about all sorts of very embarrassing things. Oh, they're all saved digitally. Oh, well, we then discovered that the administration was outsourced to some random company, which put them on a random server in the abroad. Well, very funny. Anyway, this kind of case of being rich and plentiful in data has accompanied us since, and we have to admit... Well, we got more and more cynical during the years, and our answers became more and more terse. Well, what more can you really say? If you think about this ideology of plentiful data, well, you could do everything, because you could do something useful with it at some point. Well, it's inevitable that something like this happens. Well, this, given the state of IT security, it's inevitable. Well, this is kind of a contrast that we're creating, the juxtaposition between the trust loss and trust in the IT security. Well, since summer, and herself in particular, given the publisher, the Union of Publishers started circulating the different view of the government, how they look at big data, and this includes this weird term plentiful data. You can just look at the whole fragments, for example, Dobrindt or Sam Gabriel. You can find them that they're all identical to the statements that the consultant makes. About at the same time, you should stop being so skeptical about data. We thought that was very interesting. That has to do with the public opinion and these annoying data skeptics. It was interesting to note that there was a new plan and a new idea. Well, in the end, people who look at IT risk, well, they're annoying. They disturb the whole big data hub. It was an interesting linguistic development since the summer. And interestingly enough, well, whenever our data protection people want to participate, they are 3 years behind. So they look up at the debate. So the big agency are saying, oh, we exaggerated a bit too much. People feel like they're being investigated too much. We should maybe think about ourselves, whether this big data is helping us at all. This debate is beginning just in the USA. But here, those consulting idiots are still part of the discussion and say, oh, it's more data is best. Well, I don't know how many of you, well, you don't have to raise your hand. Please don't raise your hand. Do you know? Have you seen a Merkel speech? Anyway, I did as part of this. I look at one completely as part of this at the economy union about 7 minutes. So Merkel's speeches are very lengthy. Well, you don't fall over from passion. But the bit about data where they really becomes passionate, I couldn't believe it. It's like, all right, she had a real moment of anger and sort of outrage. There's no highlight, but this one bit about this these annoying data protection people. These are super annoying. I mean, that was very interesting. I think we'll keep hearing more and more about it from the various ministries. I have no doubt about it. Well, I'm sure there's going to be another case of, you know, plenty of data from an Eastern ministry. All right, let's stop. We needed a break from this whole politics. All right, we took the break, and everyone has to... Now we have to all leave the stage, or what?
Nothing here is facing the correct way. Welcome to Camden.
Hey.
Yay.
Massachusetts.
New idea or a new structure, trying to figure out how something's going to be put together. There's no better place than be walking the alleys here, these paths at midnight or 2 a.m. They're still running, and it's just got an energy level of optimism. Technology can be changed and shaped to serve our society better. These aren't just IT staffs that are just doing clocking in, day out. These are the people that have a social purpose of making the world better through their technology.
Spielfeld verlässt oder Umfeld hat verloren. Und es gibt Punktabzug für Hightech. Nice.
And who wasn't there? I'd say, yeah, unlucky people. It is a small call. This video was a trailer to a film that a docu team did at camp, and they filmed 8 days with 5 kilos of cameras and audio and 275 gigabytes of pictures, a lot of tone and a lot of material, and they were pretty exhausted but happy. They're here again, have filmed on day minus three and walked there 16 kilometers, and they're doing their best. They want to do a documentary, and there's an Indiegogo crowdfunding thing, so they can realize that, and you can find it under egg.me/at/allcreatureswelcome. That's the title of the film. That's the hashtag for your favorite social media. And I'll put the link on Twitter to video where you can see it. This was better audio. Sorry for fucking that up. I think we can understand this because the docu team understands the hacker community really well and is able to put them into picture. And nobody else has this much material. And we have to buy ourselves free of this stuff. So when I saw this trailer for the first time for this film, I thought, first, I won't back there saying this is the camp. One doesn't have to say anymore. I think it's ingenious. Well, if you haven't been there, go there in 4 years. Up next, a few smaller events. It's not just camps and congresses, but the ERFAS as well. Let's start with the MRM CD. Meta Rhein-Main Chaos Days. They have a feature. I don't know how they organize it, but the point is you get a welcome pack if you go there and have a nice design every time, by the way. This medal, a higher, faster, farther, you get with the tickets and the bands. You get a embroidered towel, a bio muesli, a cup. Interesting concept. Maybe we should do something as this. With 12,000 people? No. Okay, maybe not for the biggest thing. You can do the bio muesli. Out of the region, as I wanted to say. It's a bit bigger, this region, I'd say. We have some there similar in size, for example, the Hackofer.
War von euch jemand da?
Ja, du.
Who was there? Yeah, you. Oh, okay.
Hackofer
had the little problem that the tickets were sold out, even pre-sale, which is a bit sad. On the other hand, yeah, cool that you want to go there. On the other hand, same problem as the Congress. Thought to make a geek end for hackerspaces in northern Germany. Northern Germany? Yeah, approximately. It's Lower Saxony.
Grundsätzlich hat dieses Konzept von Anfang an nicht funktioniert.
Basically, this concept didn't work at all from the beginning, because from all Germany and in Switzerland there came people, and it's nice sitting together and things happen. I think we like the smaller things because there's this chaos family feeling. They're here as well because of the assemblies, but on the smaller things, we like it a bit more. Yeah, there's things happening that don't happen on the Congress, because it's not as personally, and we need far more of these small things, because there's some distribution, you know. Okay, so if your Alpha Circle wants to do any event, do it and talk with people who do them, with Anstil and Hackover, Datenspuren, and so on. It's not that hard. It's nice for hacker spaces if people do something where they all have to participate. And it's really cool afterwards when you did it and can show off a bit. Do it. It's really nice. You can do it with universities, not always, but can get some money at the most of cities. CCC, federal thing, will help a bit with finances, or if you can put money for. VOC likes to help if you're big enough. So we have the infrastructure to do these things. It's a lot of technic equipment you can use. Plan long time beforehand, not 3 weeks before, but maybe half a year, so you can start organizing. But then just do it. It is fun. Look, the calendar and the other things are running, so there are no overlaps. Thanks. Hannover, if you're not sold out, you have some structures where you can go that are empty at the time. Maybe you can get a bit bigger. The next Hackover, yeah, please register. They have the space. Yeah, we want to do this, scaling up, but in this building where we have our room, it's very cozy, and the building, we know it, it's very nice there. Things happen in back rooms, and people put out the pianos and sing the International. Yeah, I heard it. And the Datenspuren in Dresden have grown. 1,000 visitors, they moved from the Scheunenviertel, I don't know how it's called, to a museum of techniques. And it's a beautiful museum, too. And they have a date for next year. And it's the 22nd to 23rd October. We don't want to report too much for that. There are some talks you can download. Just go there, it's for free. Can take some time to look at the technical stuff as well. We don't really have time, so just skip content. I didn't want to say anything. He was the keynote speaker. Well, just thought it's a really nice local. Just have to look if you can find just a big museum for the Congress, but there's a lot of decoration for nerds and hardware. There's a nice computer exhibition. That's really a nice choice, and Datenspuren, yeah, I can only recommend. Yeah, I learned it's the most visited museum in Germany. What it is? It's a BMW museum. Could ask if they have space. No, let's not do this. Yeah, well, we want to say with the Dresden example, with all the things we could not recall, were regional CCC groups, ERFAs, Freifunk groups, Chaos Treff groups, worked for different refugees projects in Dresden alone. There were 25 camps that got a Freifunk, Internet for Refugees. And in Berlin, there was a bigger campaign that I really found nice, the support refugees and emancipation campaign. It was a big donation campaign. People connected and helped, got even bigger and animated, and a lot of people wanted to put it all together, but we had the press release only in October, where we pointed at different smaller projects. It's not just in one campaign, and but it's really interesting because there, yeah, was a lot of donations, €48,000. I don't know. It looked at this three weeks ago. There was a little auction in Berlin. Yeah, I don't know. In December, it was €48,000 for hardware, software, and stuff. Interesting thing for the refugees. The emancipation is for refugees by refugees. We just give them money, and they just do what they think it's right and build structures that are needed. And that's pretty important for the sustainability thing, because they book that the internet cafes are cared for, that administered, that there are workshops. And it's a bit sad that they do have to make this their own, because the most camps don't have internet. Food is there sometimes, I heard, but it's catastrophic, and I'm happy and proud that our community, as a lot of others, are helping where we can. And our community can do internet, other people do it with other means, and I want to thank them as well.
Vielleicht zu guter Letzt, wir sind über uns rein so ein bisschen Zeit weg, aber es ist natürlich eine Form.
The time is running, but well, it's a form of empowerment came from catastrophe, from emergency. There may be a little learning process to learn something if they have to maintain their own stuff. The Freifunker did a lot, the whole federal region. There's a talk today from Ruhr region, Essen. Yeah, but we can't really talk about this. We don't have the time. I want to talk about Chaos Radio, because there are nice topics, and there was talk about refugees and hackers that I thought I'd like, because there came a big hardware donation. 20 pallets of computers and monitors that were donated, and yeah, that got done a lot. So principally, the Chaos Radio has a kind of dual mode, a studio at Fritz or at the Berlin CCC. The VOC is helping. You can look at, hear the stream and download it. The numbers are 9,500 people per episode. Yeah, there are other radio podcast things and other circles, but we can't talk about them too much. There are really a lot of funny, interesting, partly regular, partly non-regular. Might have to make a summary about that, but yeah, just do it sometime else. One can find it in the Doku Wiki. Oh, there is no Doku Wiki. Is that a wiki again? There is read-only access to the wiki from the side of the building. The event blogs are clickable again, but not with all things. Oh, well, writable access is coming. With the technicians, you are the technician.
Wir wollen stellvertretend auch noch mal, also das ist so ein bisschen,
well, we want to talk, it's got a lid put under the rug, because there were so many Freifunk projects. There was this example by the CCC Freiburg, where there are crypto parties regularly. In Hamburg. In Hamburg, there's a crypto visit time if you have special problems. The 24 alphas have crypto parties regularly. Freiburg help with refugees stuff as well, and a lot of alphas help there. And
auch nochmal, und da sind auch ganz viele angereist nach Berlin zu einer.
We met Berlin to a big demo we called against TTIP. I never saw such a big demo in Berlin for a long time, where a lot of people came from, a lot of people. As you can see by filling up the central station, you can see there.
And
the TTIP thing, there are a lot of suspicious things with copyright and data laws, data protection stuff. And the whole critics that a lot of NGOs use is the whole intransparency thing. And it's dangerous, yeah.
Okay.
There's another thing I have to say something. Yeah, well.
Erstmal das Positive.
Yeah, the positive first. The boys and girls from the Let's Project try to do domain validated domain certificates for everyone. For example, Chaos Computer Club. So we have certificates signed by this. The negative is we are not the right target group because the software took a week to put it right, to take a certificate from the system. A lot of other projects now that use the same protocol but have it easier and easier program languages, as for example Shell, to get the certificates, but we never have this problem again.
Danke, Let's Encrypt.
Thanks, Let's Encrypt. There are now over 200,000. If you have questions there in the program, Mr. Showmaker will answer some questions. 200,000 was the number? Well, I don't know. He will talk about it. He's in the program. You can go there, clap a bit. Was a bit to the end of the year.
And
a lot of people from the community clicked the certificates. Try to make it short. Yeah, I want to go to the end, okay? Yeah. I want to end with some positive notes some way, because there are a few things that are still running that are at least interesting in with the Secret Services. CCC had a press statement of that in March. We're doing with Privacy International and with internationally providers. As you can see on the complaints writing, where we speak before the Powers Tribunal of Great Britain, where we can complain against the Secret Services, namely the GCHQ. We can say there were some things from the IPT in the last year, and the practice of the GCHQ were partially declared illegal, partially not. Our thing was not with the surveillance, but with hacking practices of the GCHQ. And the orders that got from the IPT, from this secret court, came with the mass surveillance, the temporal program. And the British government has put out practical orders to circle the Secret Services. In this case, it is something else. They put out the Computer Misuse Act law, where the hackers that are infiltrating systems for the GCHQ are free from police work. And for the European Court for Human Rights, we'll bring it in too with others. There's a clip from December. The complaint was adjourned. It was important, but it was put back because there were other things, orders in Great Britain. They pulled it back, and the British government will talk about this, and the act was repealed, and we can now talk about it in Strasbourg.
Okay, so I see you're looking forward to this as much as we are. So we'll be sure to talk about it a lot. Right. So first answer to the question, So why don't we build a larger Congress Center by ourselves? That's the first answer to the question, what to do with the space in the Congress Center. So Linus, could you create an Indiegogo campaign for this, please? All right, so can I say something for myself, please? Can we ask the people who created the Berlin airport to build a new Congress Center? All right, or maybe we'll ask Lego if they built us a new, or if they sponsor us some pieces. So are we done? I would like to thank Wintermute for the nice sticker that decorates my laptop. It's a black and a red flag, and it says large coalition. And that makes me meet lots of interesting people on Twitter, for example, who think they have to rant at me. So the largest person, the most interesting person was Lutz Bachmann, who put me on his list, because it's very obvious that the Chaos Computer Club is hacked the leftist party in the name of the government, and this sticker is actually the proof of that. So lots of conspiracy theories here. Right. From us, this was the year in review, also out of the view of the Chaos Computer Club. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you'll support our public work also in 2016. Thank you.